Yeah, I was exactly 30 years old. This was in 1935. I was 31. And so maybe he was 41. So we walked down to the wharf. We were on a big, wide, wide river. And he was coming across in a little cayuca canoe with an Indian. And he pulled up and I looked at him. I said, "Hello, Mr." He looked at me and he says, "Hello." And he walked by me and he says, "Hello." Now, he hadn't seen since 1918 or 19. And this was in 35. Mm-hmm. And he walked by and he says, "Hello." And he walked in and says, "Can a guy get a drink of liquor up here at the canteen?" I said, "Sure." He walked right by us like he'd slept in the same room with us all night the night before. Didn't shake hands and didn't say a thing to us. And he was that way out there. He'd shake hands with you once a year. Wish you Happy New Year, something like that. He'd shake hands with you. That was it. And there was nothing false about the old man. And it wasn't put on. It was just natural. I don't know how much, but I heard at one time that he got $500 a month whether he worked or not. But every year during the migrating season in winter, he'd go down to these swamps in southern Mexico and on the Isthmus of Tehuantepec and work his way back up this way. And he'd put these gourds on over his head. He'd crawl out in the water and he'd get these ducks and pull them under and put the ring on them and turn them loose. They'd come up. Well, they didn't see anything. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't fly. And herons and different waterfowl that go out in the deep water that set. When a bird is in the water, he always hangs his legs straight down. Mm-hmm. And so he knew just what to do and how to catch them. And he'd go out there and he'd tag sometimes 70, 80, 90 birds a day, which is a big percentage of tagging birds. Because mm-hmm. they're awful hard. You have to know just how to get up on them. And I don't think a person that didn't have a lot of knowledge of woodsmanship could do it, mm-hmm. especially waterfowl knowledge. Now, I can see quail like I can't see you, but I could see baby quail that big, 50, 60, 70 feet away, mm-hmm. and go right to them and pick them up. And I'd take you and show them to you. There they are right there, and you couldn't see them, mm-hmm. right on the bare ground. They've got a camouflage that they work in. You've got to know what you're looking at and what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And this man that I mentioned, that's a friend of mine, he and I were out hunting one day, and I said, "Clarence, you see that quail? She's not wounded." He says, "Oh, you're wounded." I said, "No, she's not wounded. She's going to show me where the babies are, and she'll stop dead still, and she'll look, and she'll go, and then she'll go to flapping again, and she'll go on off. And once she looks, you look at her and look, and you'll see a little movement just hit the ground. Mm-hmm. And you don't dare take your eyes off that spot. If you fell in a well going over there, you fall in the well, but don't take your eyes off it, because if you do, you'll never find it again. Mm-hmm. You walk right straight through it and find these little baby quail. And they won't move. You can put your hands right under them and wiggle your fingers and pick them right up." So I showed Clarence these. There were six in this little group. And I was able to pick up three of them. I said, "Look, here's three of them right here." He says, "Oh, man, how cute." I said, "Can you see the other three?" He said, "No, I can't see them." I said, "I'm going to put these down right by them." So when I put them down, the quail made a noise. Boy, they just disappeared into the undergrass. And you can't find them again. It'd be a 7 days wonder if you could find them. Mm-hmm. And they can go through tall grass that high that's matted just that thick. How they do it, I don't know, but they can sure crawl through it. Mm-hmm. And they'll all stay together.
Mm-hmm. Kind of tree that people tap for syrup. I don't think it grows around here.
Well, those are maple trees. Mm-hmm. But in Mexico, they tap the sapote to get chicle. Mm-hmm.